What are some of the services that Shalom Center provides for those who don't know?
A host of services. We're basically that front door resource center for people experiencing extreme poverty. So when you have a kind of a really serious kind of poverty crisis, you know, we're often a good place to come to first and get those basic needs addressed, get that basic safety addressed, particularly if you're experiencing homelessness or issues around hunger. We provide meals, shelter, showers, laundry, mail services, storage, a lot of the basics, you know, that people need to succeed. And then we take that further with services that help people get out of their situation. So that's case management, that's support with things like health care, and most importantly, perhaps employment and housing.
Reverend Gilmore, have you seen an increase in the number of clientele that you serve? What was the impetus for the mayor to ask Shalom to stay open on the weekends?
So it came out as a recommendation from the Downtown Safety, Civility, and Justice Task Force. And the recommendation was given based on noticing something, which was that when Shalom was open, there were fewer incidents and concerns and things around police interactions with people who are downtown or people experiencing homelessness. So the whole philosophy behind this is let's open on the weekends and see if we can reduce some of those incidents, in addition to the humanitarian side of providing for people in need 7 days a week. So our hope is by being open 7 days a week, it'll create more safety and security for everybody in our community. So the last several years, we've seen a steadying in the number of people experiencing homelessness in our community. And actually, in the last year, we've probably seen a decrease in our, you know, the number of meals, for example, that we serve, and a slight decline in the number of homeless people that we've counted.
And where are all of these people from? Are majority of them from the kind of counties, Monroe County and the surrounding region, or do you see people from all over?
Yeah, the vast majority, not just the majority, but, you know, 80% or more are from Monroe and surrounding counties. Probably, you know, at least somewhere in the range of 70% or so are from Monroe County itself, with a good portion of the rest of the folks being from around neighboring counties. And then, you know, then we almost all probably at least I would say somewhere in the range of 9 and 10 are Hoosiers. And we get occasionally we get somebody from out of state. That's usually Kentucky or sometimes Illinois or Ohio. And sometimes, you know, even places farther than that. But the vast majority of people are Hoosiers.
Are most of your clients, do you see them in chronic homelessness, or is this kind of just an acute need?
It varies. I mean, the majority of our clients get out of homelessness in pretty short order. So the average stay for a person experiencing homelessness is somewhere in the range of 30 days. So we do see a lot of people move on very quickly. We help them, support them, until they're back on their feet and get out of that emergency. And then we see, you know, a small number, relatively speaking, somewhere in the range of 15% or so of people who are experiencing chronic homelessness, long-term homelessness, disabilities associated with that homelessness. So we tend to see those folks more often because their homelessness is so severe and their challenges are so severe. They have a lot of needs, and that requires a lot of support. So we definitely see our chronically homeless folks quite a bit more than they represent from the numbers. We've been open about 7 days a week for about a month now, and it's been a pretty successful opening. We've had a few, you know, glitches here or there just with integrating new staff and new programming, but we are very fortunate to have a great new team working our weekend hours, and it's gone pretty smoothly and really well. It's been a gift to the many people who are experiencing homelessness and creating this safe place for people. So we've been very excited to be doing it.
My understanding that the city was asking for private investment into helping fund the Shalom Center to stay open. on weekends, and this is the first year where that's happened. And what monies have you seen come in so far?
Yeah, so we've been pledged money from the city, and we've received money from the county. We've also received an anonymous $22,000 gift, and we've also received a gift directly from Kilroy's. There are a couple other commitments out there too as well that we haven't seen yet, but we know those commitments are in place.
And just to be clear, you haven't received anything from the city yet, but you have from the county?
I believe that's correct, yes.
How much money does it take in order to ensure that the Shalom Center will be open on the weekends, at least for the end of this year and going into next year?
It's a little hard to predict because we're, it's all new. But we, after discussing it with our board, we decided to hire four staff members to run the program, a shelter supervisor, a shelter monitor, and a cook and a custodian, as well as we added some hours to our volunteer coordinator position. So in addition to food and utilities, those are the bulk of our costs. That's one extra position that we put in the original plan because we felt like we needed the extra support since there are much fewer staff members here on the weekend. So all told, it probably costs somewhere in the range of $85,000 for the weekend opening throughout the year.
Reverend Gilmore, is there anything else that you think our listeners should know or anything you'd like to add that we haven't touched on yet?
Probably the biggest thing I would love people to do is to consider volunteering. We'd love to involve people more actively in our work, especially on the weekends now. We're looking to recruit volunteers to fill those slots and also at our overnight shelter, Friends Place, in the evening. So if people like to volunteer, we encourage them to email us at volunteer@shalomcommunitycenter.org.
Reverend Gilmore, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. You're welcome.